Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Federal Member for Clare is Andrew Gee. He's online with me this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Now, our young adults received their HSC results yesterday. I hope they all got what they deserved, as it were.
Well, it was a big day for our HSC students. Congratulations to you all. And just remember that if you didn't quite get the mark that you hoped for or that you're worried you won't get into the course that you're after, there are plenty of other ways to get to where you want to go. So if you don't get into the course the first time, there are plenty of other avenues of getting in there these days. So don't despair. Plenty of other people have been in your shoes. And I just want to let everyone know that there are scholarships available for students from rural and regional areas who are studying at uni. So, for example, the tertiary access payment are payments of up to $5,000, depending on where you live, $3,000 to $5,000. You've just got to travel 90 minutes to a university. So, for example, if you're from a regional area and you're going to, say, Wollongong, well, that's 90 minutes by public transport. Yep. It's means tested, so get onto Services Australia, onto their website, and see if you are eligible for one of those $3,000 to $5,000 payments. The Rural and Regional Enterprise Scholarships will be opening soon. They're scholarships of up to $18,000 for students from country areas, whether you're studying at university or doing TAFE Cert 4 or above. Now, also with respect to scholarships, go on to the Country Education Foundation website. That's the Country Education Foundation. They have a scholarship guide there, and it is for country students. So I would recommend you go on there because all of the different unis have different scholarships, and you can go in there and put into the search engine what you're doing and what uni you're interested in, and the scholarships come up. I think that's a really great resource.
Yeah, certainly is, certainly is. Now, there's disaster relief available from those the storms that we had earlier, and that's available to people in our region?
Yeah, obviously, Lithgow got really hit hard by those storms and flash flooding over a week ago now, and devastated a lot of homes and businesses. So disaster relief payments are available for the Lithgow area. These are for individuals, for businesses, and also for local councils. Go on to Australian Government Disaster Assist or give our office a ring if you want more details. But I just want to remind farmers and primary producers in our area that if you are hit by the storms in November, disaster relief is also available for those storms and floods. So these are grants of up to $50,000. It could go towards, you know, repairing damaged sheds or anything resulting from those storms and floods. So I would also recommend that you go on to the Australian Government Disaster Assist website and have a look and see if you qualify for one of those grants. But make use of them because the funding is there. It's designed to help people get back on their feet. And as I said, Lithgow was hit particularly hard, and it's devastating, for example, for not only homes but also businesses. Like the bowling club now is going to be closed for weeks. The water came in and inundated all of the indoor areas. You know, the greens have been badly damaged. So it's a very difficult time, but help is at hand.
Okay. Now, the Golden Memories Museum at Millthorpe, I was actually on my way out to Karkor Dam for a fish with my kids during holidays, and I saw you in and about there with some of the curators, etc. And was there some money being handed over, was there?
Oh, well, you know what a great job they do at the Golden Memories.
Absolutely.
It's volunteer run. You go in there, you can spend hours walking around in there. So obviously we gave them a pretty big grant last year, and they got that new amenities block, but they just got a volunteer grant, which is going to help kit out their office. And another grant of $3,000 has recently come through as well for the Golden Memories Museum. So they've had a pretty good couple of weeks, almost $10,000 in grants there. But as I said, they do a wonderful job. And one of my favorite things in the museum is there's a wall there with all of the Aussie inventions on the wall. And you can go and see how Aussie ingenuity helped to build our nation and in some cases change the world. So I just love what they do out there. And thank you to all of the folks out there who work so hard.
Okay. All right. Now, if there is a dirt road in your neighbourhood, you can apply to get it tarred or paved?
You can.
Not your driveway. Not your driveway.
This is not going to help your driveway. So if you've got a dirt driveway, I'm sorry. I can't help you there. But if you have a dirt road in your area, which you think needs an upgrade, then get onto your local council, because there is a new program going called the Remote Roads Upgrade Pilot. And the federal government basically funds up to 80% of approved projects. So it's about sealing dirt roads. So if you're in an area, you've got a dirt road that's really been annoying you and you want it sealed, get onto the council and say, hey, put in for the Remote Roads Upgrade Pilot. I heard it on the radio with Andrew G and Neil Gill. Or if you want more details, give our office a ring on 6361 7138. It's open until Sunday, the 20th of February. So get those dirt roads sealed. But you've got to get onto your local council and tell them to put an application in.
Yep, absolutely right. Okay, I'm with the federal member for Clare, Andrew G. Andrew, thank you for your time this morning, mate. We'll catch you again next week on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil, and great to see you back in 2022.